The Jenin Creative Cultural Centre is located on the West Bank of Palestine. Its aim is to provide a creative stability for children living through the conflict with Israel by providing activities to develop their music, dancing, language and computer skills. The director of the Jenin Creative Cultural Centre, Youssef Awad, spoke to The Wire's Phoebe Christofi on the importance the centre has for children living in such a violent environment.
Many young children get killed by the Israeli army here. And what we try to do here at the center is trying to create a safe place for the children where they can practice their skills or their hobbies in a sort of peaceful environment. Violence actually is killing any kind of peace or any stability or stable thinking of having a better future. But what we are doing is to lay the seeds of hope in the hearts and minds of our young children and to try to avoid them being in danger or facing any troubles.
So has the current conflict with Israel made an impact on Jenin's day-to-day activities?
You know, nowadays is the situation is more calm. And in 2002, there was a heavy incursion to Jenin refugee camp. More than 260 people get killed, and many houses being demolished. For this reason, we are in contact with lots of friends from around the world to come here and to share us their experience in the training and also giving exercises or training for the children to get out of the trauma they suffered a lot from the situation. But what we hope is that the situation getting better and better so our children, they can live as all the children around the world in peace.
So what countries have your volunteers come from?
We have lots of volunteers coming from Italy, from Spain, UK, and America. Also, sometimes we have maybe three people they came to volunteer from Australia also.
So in order to be a volunteer, do you need to be musically gifted or can anybody volunteer?
It's not music only, but any skills that maybe teaching languages or computer or painting. Actually, yesterday there was a delegation from UK. They visited us. They meet the people here and we discuss future, the aspects of future cooperation in, for example, giving training on painting and running workshop in cooperation with our artists here.
So another way that many countries in Europe have shown their cooperation and friendship with one another is through the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, what were Palestine's thoughts on the Eurovision Song Contest being hosted by Israel this year?
Oh, it's a very complicated question. Maybe it's not clear for anyone if I talk a lot about that, unless you come here to visit and see the reality on the ground. This is what I can briefly say, that you perform music under the occupation. You can claim that people are coming to dance and sing while the other your neighbors are suffering and living in a very miserable conditions and miserable situations. We are looking to the day that all the nations, they will celebrate peace and all the people live in peace and with dignity. This is what we, the Palestinians, they are looking for. It's not that Palestinians, they are against music or celebrating. Every day we are celebrating our traditional music and dancing or theater here. But how you can celebrate if your neighbors, they have no rights? The main basic rights, they don't have the access for these human rights that the international law approve it or issue it. So what we are looking is that one day all the world will celebrate in Palestine when we get our freedom and we have our independent state.
So the song that won the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest from Israel was to do with bullying. As a Palestinian, did you find this ironic?
Yes, yes, it's very ironic and sarcastic.
Were you offended by this?
Of course. As I mentioned, you know, we are looking and we are seeking to have a real peace and everyone can celebrate and sing, perform what any kind of music he like. As I told you, we are the only country, we are the only people in this world who are still living under occupation.
Creative Director Youssef Awad speaking to The Wire's Phoebe Christofi.